The views and opinions expressed by guests in the Discover America podcast did not necessarily reflect the views of Prince Nestor.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Discover America with Prince Nestor. I'm Prince Nestor, and right now, it's time to talk about food. Yay! Now, I've got a plan for you. Are you planning to be in the Reno, Nevada area in early September? Rib Cook-Off is one of the must-attend culinary, music, and family events in America. The annually held event is well attended by ultimate rib lovers and some of the best cookers from across the world, with a massive amount of ribs served to the hungry crowds. My friend Temi Durojaye is from Nigeria and attended the Rib Cook-Off in Reno, Nevada. Hey Temi, welcome to studio. How do you greet in Nigeria?
I usually say how you day or how far.
How you day?
I day well.
What does that mean?
I'm good.
You just did a rap right there. Well, you attended the Rib Cook-Off. When was this?
The cook-off starts on Wednesday, just before Labor Day weekend, and ends on Labor Day Monday. I attended for the 2 days, that's Sunday and Monday. And it usually takes place in Sparks area over on Victoria Avenue, and is usually packed full of people looking to enjoy delicious ribs.
I can imagine how sumptuous the meal is. Well, tell me, did it surprise you?
Yeah, it did, definitely. Because when I first heard about the Rib Cook-Off, I thought of a small event focused on cooking of ribs, with judges who taste it and then decide a winner. But when I got there, it was so huge. It felt like a market, really. One that had always been there. And there were so many people just ordering ribs and ribs and ribs. And there were other foods, but it was mostly just ribs.
Temi also spoke to a few people who attended the Best in the West Rib Cook-Off, and this is what they had to say.
It's great, the people are fantastic, the entertainment's great, and the ribs are even better. Lots of people out here just looking for a good time and doing it the right way.
It's okay, nothing to write home to mama about.
I feel like the Rib Cook-Off is fine. It's my first time being here. There's many different types of ribs. One, I'm not from Reno, I'm from Stockton, California, and my auntie and my uncle brought me here for the first time, and I like it.
Temi, I've been in the United States for a year now. You just came in like 2 months ago. But I've never thought about going for a Rib Cook-Off. What drove you to the Rib Cook-Off?
It's funny, really, because I'm not exactly a fan of ribs. I think they're so salty and greasy. But I've been a fan of MasterChef for a long time, and I find cooking shows very interesting. Because it's like taking something so ordinary and just doing it so competitively, and it just elevates it in a way that's very exciting. So for me, it's almost as exciting as sports, really. When I heard that it was one, possibly, in the area, I definitely wanted to go. I wanted to see what it was like. I wanted to make sure I was present and I witnessed it myself. But when I got there, it was totally not what I was expecting.
Yeah.
It was so much bigger and it had different things that I wouldn't think would have been part of a cook-off.
What are some of the events?
There was a fair with so many different rides and games for children to play, but even adults could get on the fair. Mm. They could play the games, and it was actually so much fun.
Feet on the ground and have fun. Hey, can I get more of my, there's my rider right there.
Nice!
He's gonna hate you.
I know.
And there were also a lot of people selling beautiful artwork and crafts and just handiwork.
You sure tell me that they were just selling beautiful artwork and craft? I'm sure you met beautiful people down there.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you meet a girl, an American girl?
No, I did not. I was taken in the cook-off, really. Maybe next time I'm looking to meet someone, but I was really just trying to take in the cook-off. And there was a lot of stuff, and I wanted to make sure I captured everything because it was really amazing. I even met a clown who had some very interesting quotes for me, and this is what he had to say.
The job of the street performer is to remind people how beautiful they are. I came out here about 3 years ago. So I was driving out here, and I'm about a little over halfway here. A friend calls me up, He says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to the fest." He says, "Rib fest? It's going to be people, like older people drinking." So I almost turned back around, but I was like, "Well, I'm halfway there." I ended up driving all the way out here, and it was just a great festival. So I've been coming ever since. I find that the people here have been very nice.
Oh, wow, Tammy, I really love that quote. The goal of a performer is to remind people that they're beautiful. Sounds interesting. Now, how would you compare the cook-off here in Reno, Nevada to those back home in Lagos, Nigeria?
I don't think it's really comparable, actually, because despite cooking being such a big thing in Nigeria, they're not cooking competitions on a very big level.
Yeah.
People just don't do it at that kind of level. So I never got to attend any. But I think there's a culture shift happening, though, especially in the bigger cities around food. You're starting to see food festivals.
Yeah.
People are starting to go out and put out delicious food and put it in a setting with music and games and fun. And yes, it's becoming more mainstream for you to meet professional chefs who cook delicious food. And food festivals are picking up, actually. Yeah, so I'm not sure when, but I think eventually we will get one. But I'm hoping I'm there to attend it as well.
Tammy, you also spoke to Randy Kennedy, the marketing director of the Nugget Resort, talking about how much the fair means to the people of Reno Sparks. This is what he had to say.
It's such a popular event. We get a lot of media coverage and a lot of interest surrounding the event. Locals feel very much a part of it. Generally, everybody on the street has a really, really good time. Again, thanks to all the people that came. If you've never been before, it's really something to see.
For a lot of people in America, ribs are a big part of the food culture, and it kind of reminds me of pasta, spaghetti, pizza, bacon, sausages, and sandwiches. I'm curious, Tammy, are there foods in Nigeria that people feel the same way about?
Oh, absolutely. I think jollof rice is pretty popular on social media already. People are always talking about Ghana jollof versus Nigerian jollof.
What is jollof rice?
It's a meal made with tomato sauce and rice. There's a very, very bit of a complex way to making it. I don't know how to make it yet, but I'm hoping to learn how to. And a lot of people already probably know about jollof rice because it's everywhere on social media. But there are others as well. Vegetable soups, which are very different from what the U.S. considers soups. They're not exactly, the cup-sized soups. They're much richer. They're made with vegetables.
Yeah.
Also a favorite of a lot of people. You have egusi, eforiro, afang, and banga, I think. Those four generally are the favorites of a lot of people. And if you took a poll on social media today, you'd probably find that they were the top four foods when it comes to vegetable soups, you know.
You mean social media in Nigeria?
Yeah, in Nigeria, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
But I also think something that's common between both cultures is that we love meat. Yeah. We don't cook it in the same ways.
Yeah.
Because we stew our meats more often or fry them.
Yeah.
But we absolutely love meat. If you go to a Nigerian party, a Yoruba party in particular,
yeah,
you are going to meet people eating lots of meat. So yeah, that's, I think, something that's common between America and Nigerian, that Americans love meat as well.
Even in Kenya too.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah, because meat is one of the most popular foods around.
I guess meat is making the rounds.
Oh, yeah. So do you think you'd be just as interested in a jollof rice cook-off if one started it back at home? Or even you should actually start one back at home.
I'm probably not going to start one anytime soon.
Yeah.
But if I hear there's a jollof rice cook-off happening somewhere, I'm absolutely going to be there. And if it's in the United States, it's even better because I haven't had jollof rice since I've gotten here.
Yeah.
And I am dying to get jollof rice from anywhere I can. Please, if you're serving jollof rice in your house, I promise to be a perfect house guest. Just invite me over for a plate of jollof rice.
Well, Tammy wants to be invited for a plate of jollof rice, but is it a plate of jollof rice that you want to be invited for, or a plate of adventure?
I would definitely take a plate of adventure first. Jollof rice comes first. You give me the jollof rice and then adventure can come later.
Where can you be found on Facebook and Twitter?
Tammy Loluwa Sheun Drojai. You can find me on Facebook and Tammy Drojai on Twitter.
Well, thank you so much, Tammy, for joining me in studio today.
It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed being here.
Thank you so much for tuning in right here on Discover America with Prince Nesta. Well, as for me, you can find me on Prince Nesta on Facebook, at Prince Nesta on Twitter, and at Prince Nesta Radio on Instagram. Stay tuned, because the next episode is going to be about marriage and weddings. I'll be trying to compare how weddings are done here in the United States and how weddings are done back in Africa. All right, cheers for now. Take care, be good, and goodwill follow you.